We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The U.S. is boosting its military in the Asia-Pacific region. It's going to expand military presence in the Philippines. American forces will be given access to four more military camps.
Now, the goal here is to deter China in the region, but is it going to work? Mark Kennedy is director of the Wilson Center's WABA Institute for Strategic Competition. He just wrote an article, in fact, in Wilson Quarterly about how the U.S. needs to change its strategies in dealing with China and other countries. Mark, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
So explain briefly why we have this, not sudden interest, because the Philippines has long been an ally, of course, in that region for the U.S., but why this sort of stepped up presence. And I understand we're going to be shelling out something like $80+ million to do some renovations in infrastructure on the bases there as well.
Well, our allies are clearly concerned about having a region that is based on the rule of law, not coercion. And if you see Philippines, it's right up against two hot points. Taiwan, where they have islands that reach out and come very close to Taiwan on the south side, just as Japan has islands that reach down and come close to Taiwan on the north side. A couple of the bases will be at the northern island of Luzon, which is right near that Taiwan hotspot, but also the South China Sea, where China has claimed a huge swath of the sea that is resource rich and where a lot of commerce travels. So some of the bases, or one of the bases, will be out at Palawan province, right up near the South China Sea, that is in conflict with Philippines, Vietnam, and other nations claim the same water that China is claiming.
Now, this comes on the heels of an Air Force general recently predicted war with China by 2025 and was telling officers in a memo to get ready to fight China by then. General Mike Minahan, I think, he sent a memo out to some officers. Is there something moving behind the scenes that this might be indicative of, and we are beginning to move chess pieces into place?
Well, I don't think it's really something that we haven't made public. And Minahan has been perhaps more vocal in terms of his prediction, but we are facing a possible assault on Taiwan that we don't know if and when it will happen, but we have the tyranny of distance. And so part of what having bases in the Philippines allows is having pre-positioned supplies, having bases where you can go and refuel and build facilities, because if China decided to do something in Taiwan and if we decided to move to their defense, if all of our resources were back in America, General Minahan is in charge of mobility, so he's got the task of bringing our forces in America on site in the Taiwan. So he would clearly be advocating for having stronger preposition opportunities, which this new agreement with Philippines offers.
Okay, so the U.S. beefs up its military presence in the Philippines. What does China do to match that?
Well, China's been having an anti-access aerial denial strategy, where they have far more medium-range missiles than we have, all pointed at our bases. We've had very strong bases throughout Japan that we've had our forces concentrated in. Part of why this Philippines effort is so important is because of their missiles pointing at us, we're looking to disperse our forces. The Air Force is trying to do that through Agile Combat Employment, what they call ACE. The Marines are trying to do that between expeditionary advanced base operations. In both cases, they want, in the Air Force, multiple airstrips, even if they're just small, you know, dirt airstrips, to be able to disperse their planes, give China more places to shoot at. And the Marines want to be on multiple islands to control the sea with small groups of Marines. So the multiple islands that are not just on the bases that are part of this agreement, but even smaller ones around them, are core to the strategy of dispersing our forces so that China's main strategy of having this assault of missiles is diffused.
You know, one of the I think the part of the reticence on the part of the U.S. to not send too much to Ukraine, even though we want to, is because we don't want to spark a direct confrontation between world major powers, something we haven't seen for quite a few decades. And so the concern here is we are preparing ourselves. We don't want one, but we're preparing ourselves for a direct military confrontation with China. What are the possibilities that if we do have a direct military confrontation with China, that things won't go nuclear?
Well, that's always a concern. And as you know, China is working aggressively to build up its own nuclear force. I would just say, as it relates to whatever cost here, the deterrence, which is this is part of an effort to deter, whatever you spend on deterring is less expensive than any other outcome. Whether you win or lose a conflict, it's going to be much more costly than try to deter it. But I think that is going to become an increasing concern because we not only have the issue of China building its own nuclear forces, but we've been safe with mutually assured destruction with two parties, us and Russia. But now that you're going to have three major nuclear powers, it becomes much more complex. So trying to keep safety and peace in this period of multiple nuclear powers has got to be priority, and clearly has got to be factored into strategic decisions.
All right.
But being strong is hopefully going to help us deter.
All right. Thank you so much. Mark Kennedy, director of the Wilson Center's WABA Institute for Strategic Competition.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.